Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Lamont Easter, who has done a little acting work on House of Cards and knows the behind-the-scenes feel of Kevin Spacey and the rest of the gang. So he was kind enough to come in and join us. Thanks for joining us on WTOP, Lamont.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Now, tell our listeners what exactly role you play in the show.
Well, I have been playing a recurring Secret Service agent for Underwood.
Gotcha. And has that been for all three seasons?
It has not. He didn't have Secret Service till season two.
For various plot reasons, which we won't spoil. Well, whatever. If you haven't seen it yet, that's your loss. Underwood is now president. And so when did you join him? Did he have Secret Service?
He had Secret Service when he became vice president. And I was actually in season one and did some other background, but right. Kind of moved to Secret Service once that came about. It was really cool. Director Carl Franklin was doing the first episode of season two, and there was about 25 of us that were being looked over for Secret Service, mm-hmm. and Carl and Kimberly Skirm, who does the local talent casting here in the DC metro area, Baltimore area. They kind of walked by, and Carl Franklin kind of gave us a one-over, shook our hands, introduced himself, and went around to everybody in this big circle. And then they came back and said, you. So it was pretty cool to be handpicked by director Carl Franklin.
Absolutely.
To be play Secret Service for Underwood.
And before that, in season one, you said you did extra work in various
capacities?
Yeah.
I started off just kind of some pedestrian stuff, and then I got picked up to do director of the Federation of Teachers Union when they were crafting the big education bill in season two. And fortunately for me, the way the editor's knife does for the final cut, I really wasn't seen, just a profile shot. So that allowed me to be picked up as Underwood Secret Service.
Because if you had been seen, then you might not have been able to
that
be
is
the
it.
Secret Service.
You're stuck.
You're the teachers union guy forever at that point.
Right. But
nice.
So that worked out well.
So now that you're part of the Secret Service, you're featured a lot more prominently in the show in terms of getting your face in there, because the Secret Service follows him all around.
Correct.
So how many episodes in last season do you think that we could actually visibly pick you out?
Well, I shot in all episodes, but it comes down to editing. The show isn't about Secret Service agents, so you never know. We don't know until we see it ourselves with everybody else what made the final cut. So I had a couple of I had some good FaceTime last year, and
I
still work a full time job. So in fact, many cases that they call, I just can't get away from the job to go. So
what's the full time gig?
I'm a federal employee,
okay.
Career federal employee. Been with an agency for many years now.
Nice. And then how do you balance that with finding time to do your passion?
Very carefully. Fortunately, the last couple of years that I've been doing this, I haven't taken a traditional vacation. I save my days, and then I take a day here and there, and based on my projects, I kind of work it in.
Why is it worth it to you? I mean, in giving up vacation time to be able to pursue this, what deep down makes you want to? Is it the love for being around the camera?
Yeah, it's a journey. And for this particular show, House of Cards, it's House of Cards. Mm-hmm. So to be on that journey with them, I really think they broke new ground with new media, the delivery over the internet, streaming, and now we see everybody racing to replicate.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, everybody's doing
right.
it now.
And with the explosion of talent and writers and creativity, that I don't think there's any better time to pursue this particular passion.
Tell us a little bit. I know you can't spoil any plot things, and we wouldn't want to either, because I don't want to ruin it either for myself watching it here. It's this weekend. The whole show gets dumped all at once. That's the unique thing with House of Cards.
Awesome.
But aside from story stuff, give us a little insight into what it's like working behind the scenes with Kevin Spacey.
It's absolutely amazing watching him work. He's a class act. He's a true entertainer. It's interesting in between takes to watch the chemistry between him and Robin Wright. They really like each other. That really comes across genuinely. They they can be in a scene and be very dramatic. And then as soon as it's cut, they're laughing and joking. And Kevin can doing his imitations at times. It's really entertaining.
Who all have you heard him imitate?
Cagney. There's a whole list. You never know what you're going to get out of Kevin at any given time. Just to observe and watch all the cast and crew is just amazing. They're genuinely good people.
Are you picking things up as an actor by being near them, by watching how they do
stuff? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything from observing delivery, interstitials, transitions. It's just amazing what you can pick up by being on set from all aspects.
Absolutely. So it's your Secret Service. How many of you guys are there in your little group?
Well, there's different ones. Like Claire has her mm-hmm. Secret Service. Former president had his. Underwood has his. And there's quite a significant cadre that have been assigned, and they stick pretty close to it.
Do you have any speaking lines in the season? Again, it's going to come down to the edit probably, but
couldn't speak about that even if I did.
Last season, did you have any?
I did not. I'll just say I competed for some lines and actually was the director pick, and then in a rewrite, they saw that someone else didn't have lines that should, and so they were given to him.
So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, just your direct involvement then. You have to drive out to where? Is it Jessup?
Most of the time it's up near Edgewood, in Maryland. That's where the soundstage is at, and they have recreations of the Oval Office. They have the interior of the Underwood Brownstone. They basically have a replication of all the different real locations that you see on the show. And then there many times you find yourself on location and it can be dispersed anywhere, but typically in the Baltimore area, every now and then here in D.C.
Gotcha. So is your involvement, is it kind of a two-pronged thing? One, it could very much help your career. You know, it's more work on one of the biggest shows out there right now. And two, just so, you know, one day you'll be able to look back and tell people, yeah, I worked on House of Cards. Yeah.
A combination of both. I've worked a significant number of the major shows that come here, even though they're few compared to New York, where at any given time we may have two or three major shows that people are aware of.
What are the ones that you worked on here?
HBO Veep, Madam Secretary. But compared to New York, where they have 170 shows going on at the same time. Working on, I mean, House of Cards is House of Cards. So it's been a pleasure. Looks good on the resume. And every now and then you're recognized for your exposure. And it certainly has led to other things that I'm currently working on.
So. Now, how did you get into doing it? Be an extra?
Interestingly enough, everybody has a unique look. Everybody has a look. Some person, if you just, whatever a casting director kind of would look at you and in the first 6 to 10 seconds say, I could see you playing a professor or a basketball coach or a guy behind the 7-Eleven counter. Everybody has a look. So yes, any and everybody can certainly start from that perspective. After that, it's where you want to take it if you want to get training. Some people pursue this all their life. Some people come late to the game like I have, and now I'm scrambling to get as much training as I can.
So you didn't study acting when you were younger. More of a recent thing.
It was total accident, actually. And my first entry of doing anything was in the first episode of the first season of House of Cards.
Oh, so this is a brand new journey for you.
Absolutely. Ever since House of Cards started, I went and on a kind of a whim.
How did you find out about it? So you're doing your government job, right?
Supervisor's been bugging me for years. You should act. You should do this. You should do that. And I'm like, yeah, right. And finally, she sent me an email about an open casting call for House of Cards. And it was the prior Saturday. So I said, oh, thanks, but I missed it. She said, no, it says send a picture of yourself. So I said, okay, one time in X amount of years, I'm going to actually placate her. And I sent a picture. And 2 days later, I got a call and was actually hired to just drive my car around a corner. It's called a picture car. And I did that in the scene, got pulled out, and they said, we need some pedestrians. And so in the at the end of the very first episode of House of Cards, Kevin's sitting in the alley and he leans back and says, I'm feeling kind of hungry. And the music starts to play and the camera pans back. And the very first pedestrian you see was me. And that was my first time ever.
And when you saw that for the first time, were you, you know, just over the moon? Like,
well,
there
I am. I was more tickled when we went to have what they called lunch. And it was like at 9 at night. And we went to John Hopkins Hospital in the parking lot. They had a tent set up. And they had the guys in the white caps. And they're serving roast beef and just everything you can imagine. So you go through the line, get your food, and you turn around. You go sit at a picnic table. And I went and sat and... like, wow, there's Kevin Spacey there. Wow, there's Robin Wright over there. Oh, I remember that guy from The Wire. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. How fun.
Yeah.
Because everybody's kind of equal at that point. And so that's kind of where the bug bit me and kept doing it. And over the last couple of years, have now taken it very seriously and pursued training. And we'll see where it goes.
Hey, you never know. And now that you've got the bug, it's hard to get rid of it.
Well, now I'm doing commercials, a lot of print modeling in the area, independent films, a couple of lead roles in independent films. So
nice.
I'm moving along.
Congrats, man. That's great.
Thank you.
Just hopefully keep it going and keep us posted how it goes. Do you just final thoughts on just House of Cards? Step back just as an observer, like a fan of the show even. Did you have any favorite moments from season two?
Story-wise, I love the scene at Camden Yards where the lights went off. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched season two.
Yeah.
Where the lights went off.
I'm an O's fan, so.
It was great because I actually shot that scene and I ran out to the pitcher's mound and grabbed Kevin's arm and we ran back into the Orioles dugout and to hang out in the Orioles dugout and everything was really cool. So
nice.
That was one of my personal highlights.
Are you an Orioles fan too, or did you?
I am a Orioles and a Nats fan.
Ah, way to do it. Way to do it. Hey, it's similar, man. You have to kind of play both sides, but I go O's if it comes down to it.
Yeah,
family
friend.
That's what I grew up with. Yeah,
absolutely. A family friend is Adam Jones' mom.
Oh, really?
So she has taken me to a couple of games and hang out with Adam. So that's pretty cool. So it's kind of a little bit of a family connection there.
Oh, that's really cool. Any other favorite moments, maybe that you weren't involved with? I mean, you were part of the Camden Yards thing, but anything just story-wise that you enjoyed from season two? I mean, spoiler alert if you're listening to
it,
and you haven't seen season two yet, but it's been a year, so.
On certain things, they really lock down the set.
Yeah.
If you have nothing to do with the scene,
sure.
You're just not involved in it. And the Kate Mara being tossed in front of the train.
That was the season two premiere, wasn't it?
Yes,
the first episode.
It was. And that was, I wasn't involved. There was no Secret Service involved in that scene. But from what I understand, it was very tight and locked down because that's a major thing.
Don't want that secret getting out.
Absolutely. But
a year later, we can talk about it.
Absolutely. And as everyone had an opinion on it, some thought it was cool. Some thought, oh, hate to see her go. Will she come back?
Right.
And all that good stuff, you know.
So was that a shock to you, having worked on the set, not knowing about
it? For anybody involved with the show that was not there and involved in it, it was a shocker.
Now,
absolutely.
You know that happened at the fictitious Cathedral Heights Metro, which we are sitting basically. It's probably going to be right near here at the WTOP station here.
That's what that shaking was. I felt it as
absolutely.
Train went by.
No, it was all of our coworkers nervous that they're in the presence of greatness, a House of Cards stuff.
How about that?
Exactly. Hey, Lamont Easter, thanks so much for coming on WTOP. Look forward to looking for you in season three of House of Cards when they're going to dump it online this weekend, Friday. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.